O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How great thou art. Lord, we lift up your name this morning. We give you the praise and the glory for all of your goodness. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let somebody say amen with me. Now, exalt ye the Lord your God. So I want to just exalt the name. It is a praise and thanksgiving service and testimony service. So I want to just exalt the name of the Lord for just a few minutes by reading some psalms to praise his name. But I'm going to start here at 1 Chronicles chapter 29, and I will start at verse 10. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. Now, you know that I love to preach about this man, David. You know, if there's any character in that Bible outside of the Lord Jesus that I love so much, it's David. Because he loved to praise the Lord. And he knew how to exalt the name of the Lord. Amen. David blessed the Lord before the congregation. And he said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 11. Thine is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head. Above all, if you like the sound of that, say amen. Both riches and honor come from thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Even as it is this day, we have heard from these testimonies how God has done great things. It is all by the mercies of God. Now therefore, O Lord our God, we thank you. And we praise your glorious name. Can I get amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now let's read a few psalms together. The Bible says, look, singing with melody in your hearts unto the Lord, singing psalms and so forth like that, and giving praise to the name of the Lord. I love to read the psalms because the power, there's so much power in praise. I mean, you can literally break the chains through praise. And anything that's holding you back, you can break the chains even through praise. Amen?
Amen.
You've heard us preach about that from time to time and so forth. I'm going to give you just two examples, then I'm going to read some psalms. The first example here is in Acts chapter 16. And you may know the story of how Paul and Silas, you know, were imprisoned, and they were thrust into the innermost part of the prison, the dungeon. They put them in the slammer and stuck them in the, you know, in the most secure part of the building. You know, but there's something unique about them. When they were in the prison, they didn't murmur or complain against God. Instead, they began to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, and at midnight, this is Acts chapter 16, verse 25. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, they didn't just sing it in their minds, you know, they sang praises unto God loud in the prison. Well, what are you going to do when somebody's already in prison? What are you going to do when they're already in this dungeon? You're going to put them in a bigger dungeon? You know? So, what are you going to do? So these people were singing praises. And everybody heard them. And they began to praise the Lord. And suddenly, I love that word, suddenly. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundation of the prison was shaking. Hallelujah. Now I want to ask you this question. When the foundation of the prison was shaking, the Bible says, and immediately all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. Not just Paul and Silas, but everyone's bands were loosed through the high praises of two people. I want to ask you something. What do you think shook the foundations of the prison? What do you think? I mean, did you think that it was because they were stomping on the ground so much? You know, just two people that made the foundations of the prison to shake? No, no, no. There was something beyond just the ordinary that made the foundations of the prison to shake. Praise invites the hosts of heaven. Because that's what they do. And when your praise gets so glorious, especially in the face of trouble, then the Lord rises up. And the Lord rose up and looked at what he did. All the prison doors were open. All the shackles that were around everybody were broken because of the praises of these people. Now, of course, you know, there's more to that story, but I'm going to leave it there. Also, you have heard me preach from 2 Chronicles 20 several times. Jehoshaphat, at that time, also needed to go to war. But the armies that came up against him were a lot greater, you know, than his own armies. And so, you know, of course, naturally speaking, the minds of the people were afraid. But the Lord, he brought the spirit of prophecy in the midst of somebody in there by the name of Jehaziel, and he spoke and said, "Thus saith the Lord, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great company, for the battle is not yours but the Lord's." And that was 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 15. "Tomorrow go ye down against them," and he told them what to do and so forth. And he said, look, verse 17, "Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord." You know, and God promised them a great victory without them even having to do anything. You know, and he said, "Tomorrow go down against them because the Lord will be with you." And this is 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 18. "And Jehoshaphat, when he heard the promise of the Lord, he bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and all inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord." You know, and so, but Jehoshaphat didn't stop there. He said, well, you know, since God has assured us of victory, you know, what are we going to do? We're going to praise the name of the Lord. "And they rose up early in the morning, and they went forth to the wilderness of Tekoa. And so as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, 'Hear me, O Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord, your God, so shall he be established. Believe also his prophets, and so shall he prosper.' And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord after the commandment of David his grandfather." You know, he appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." You know, so Jehoshaphat, he appointed people that were skilled with instruments and praise, people that knew how to praise the name of the Lord. And he put them in front of the army. Praise the name of the Lord. Not behind, but he put them before the army. He put his praises ahead of the victory. Hallelujah. And it was actually the praises that made way for this victory. And listen to this in verse 22. "And when they began to sing and to praise," just like he did in Acts 16 with Paul and Silas in the prison. "When these people began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, the children of Moab, and the children of Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten." Hallelujah. Ambushments. You know, so God actually made each one of them to begin to fight one another. And they destroyed each other, and Judah didn't even have to raise, you know, a hand at all. But they did praise the name of the Lord. That's something they did, was praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now David was a man that knew how to praise the Lord. In fact, he wrote so many psalms in the Bible, you know, I mean, was full of God's praises and so forth like that. And his praises, I'm going to show you the effect that his praises, you know, have on God. And then we're going to read some of those praises. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 18. Now, David, like I said, he was a man that knew how to praise the Lord. Now, he also got into a lot of trouble sometimes, you know, even, you know, in his family, son rise up against him and so forth, you know, and always had a lot of enemies and so forth. But whenever he got into distress, whenever his soul was in distress, you know, he remembered how to praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord, listen to how God answered him. This was a man that knew how to praise God. Listen to this. He said, in my distress, verse 6 of Psalm 18, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. And he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him and even unto his ears. Then the earth shook. Now remember, you know, just like the foundations shook in the prison. Then the earth shook and the foundations, that's the same thing again. The foundations also of the hills were moved and were shaken. You know, hallelujah. And I've asked the church this one time before. I said, can your prayer do this? Can you pray and make God do things like this? Well, if you know how to praise the Lord, that's right. You know, praise is the thing that actually gets God going more than anything else. Hallelujah. Can I get amen from somebody? Amen. The earth shook, the foundations of the hills were moved and were shaking because the Lord was wroth. Then went out a smoke out of his nostrils and fire. Hallelujah. Out of his mouth devoured, and coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And the Lord did all of these things. Verse 13. And he thundered also in the heavens. The highest gave his voice. And the, you know, stones and coals of fire. And he shot out his arrows and did all these great things on behalf of David. Because this was a man that knew how to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's listen and let's read some of the praises that David wrote. And I'm going to read through this very quickly. I'm going to start at Psalm chapter of 8. Psalm 8. Let me start there and I'm going to read a couple of verses. And this is David. And everybody should read these Psalms and add their own praise unto the Lord. Praise God. Psalm 8 verse 1. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Amen? Amen. Come on people, amen? Amen? The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Verse 9 of the same chapter. O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now listen to Psalm 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee, and I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Amen. When my enemies are turned back, you know, he said, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. Hallelujah. Listen to verses 9 to 11. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Hallelujah. Sing his praises. Let me just pick out a few psalms here and there, you know, to show you that how we ought to praise the name of the Lord. Listen to how David mentioned his praises. Psalm 16. I will read from verse 9. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my Lord. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. You know, and he said in verse 8, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to verse 19. I mean, Psalms 19 and verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Amen. And listen to this in Psalm 29 and verses 1 through 3. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory that is due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Now these are the things that we should be doing. Listen to Psalm 31 and verse 19. I'm just going to pick out a few of these real quick. You know, just exalt the name of the Lord with these praises. Oh, how great is thy goodness, O Lord, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Amen. Do you think the Lord, or do you know that the Lord is good? If you believe the Lord is good, give Jesus a hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, Psalm 34 and verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof, and they shall be glad. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Listen to Psalm 63. I'm going to skip some of this and then just go quickly through it. I don't want to keep you too long. Psalm 63. Listen to verse 1. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry land and so forth. To see thy power and thy glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Amen. Say, thy loving kindness is better than life itself. Praise God. The last couple of Wednesday Bible midweek classes, we have been singing from the Psalms. And we just went through and sang many of these Psalms. You know, how David wrote some of these Psalms and so forth. We would just go and sing those Psalms. And they were just so powerful. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this in Psalm 65 and verse 1. Praise! Waited for thee, O Lord, in Zion. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. Is praise waiting for God in your life? Can God say that I know that there's always coming praise from him? God will always be around the place of praise. Amen? Psalm 66 and verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise to be glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now listen to this in Psalm 89 and verse 1. Psalm 89 verse 1. I love to read the Psalms because they show forth the praise of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen to verse 6. For who in the heaven is or can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto our God? Who? Come on, church, answer me. There is none holy as the Lord. And there is none that can be likened unto him. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 92 and verse 1. And I love this one. You know, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning. And thy faithfulness every night. So in the morning when you get up, you know, show forth his loving kindness. Which is better than life. And in the evening when you get back home, show forth his faithfulness because he has been faithful in keeping you throughout the day. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. This is what we should do from time to time to bless the name of the Lord. Listen to Psalm 95 and verse 1. He says, oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto the Lord with psalms. For the Lord God is a great God and is a great King above all gods. And I dare say that all gods so-called are nothing but the pigment of men's rebellion against the Lord. There is no other God but our God. Amen. If you believe that, you can say amen. That's right. I know that. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Verse 6. And let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Listen to Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name and show forth his salvation from day to day. His salvation is with the saints of God. Every day. Hallelujah. Even when you go in, when you come out, and so forth, he's there with you. You know, so, there are so many things that the Lord delivers us from every single day that we are not even aware of. Amen? Most, you know, there's a lot of people that go out, you know, in the morning and don't return home in the evenings. You know, some people say goodbye to their family and they don't know that it's the last time. You know, praise God. But for us, you know, the Lord has been good. And we ought to bless his holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. And even though in the whole world, see, because I look right now, you know, I hear a lot of distress in the nations. You know, even here in America, I hear people talking about economic hardship and different things and so forth like that. But I see the goodness of God in your lives. You know, I see God is working on your behalf. Praise God. Give a lot of praise for that. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. No matter what is going on in the world, the Lord is good to his people. Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness has he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. Verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Can I get somebody to make a loud noise in here? No, that's not loud enough. Some of you don't know that that's actually in the Bible. You know, making a loud noise. Sure. You know, make a loud noise. And rejoice and sing praise. Praise God. You know, there's something to that too, you know. Hallelujah. You know, you can shout the glory of God at any time. You can shout hallelujah. You know, and even especially when the devil wants to steal your joy. You can shout that praise. You can shout that hallelujah. You can push back the forces of darkness. Amen. Amen. One time they went around the city of Jericho and they shouted the victory. They shouted the praise of the Lord and the walls came tumbling down. Amen. Praise God. Praise and shout and victory of the Lord will bring great victory to us. Amen. Amen. Shouting the praise and the glory of the Lord. Listen to this. I'm going to skip ahead to Psalm 103 and verse 1. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. Amen. Has God healed anybody's sickness and disease in here? I'll be the first to raise my hand. You know, he healeth, you know, that is present continuous. He heals all your diseases. Hallelujah. Praise God. No matter what the enemy throws at you, the Lord will give you the victory. He redeemed my life from destruction and crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe I look younger than my age. Amen? Because my youth is renewed. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I tell you something too. You know, in the book of Joshua chapter 14, one man, his name, Caleb, you know, he said, you know, when I was 40 years old, you know, that's when I began to do things and so forth. The Lord, he took us out, you know, and we went and did great things. He said, I went out in battle, you know, when I was 40 years old. And he said, look, I'm 85 years old now. And as my strength was then, so it is until now. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. To go in and do battle just the same way as I was when I was 40. And he said, I'm 85. And I can still do things. Amen. Praise God. You know, I don't think that my strength has diminished at all. Amen. But I believe I'm stronger now.
Amen.
Maybe quite not as fast, but stronger. Praise God. And I can do all things
Amen.
Through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
But when the Holy Ghost comes upon me, I can do some things too.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So the Lord, He renews our youth. Amen. And I just thank the Lord every time I read this, because this is so true in my life. You know, with God renewing my youth, my strength is the same today as when I was 19 years old when the Lord first called me into the faith and deliverance ministry. And I can still go by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So the Lord renews my youth. Has the Lord renewed your youth? Praise God. The Lord is wonderful. Let's listen to this. And I'm going to quickly round this up here. Let's read Psalm 106 and verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. And if you want to read about the mercies of the Lord, my goodness, the mercy of the Lord enduring forever. There is no place more in the Bible than this Psalms, where he talks about the mercy of the Lord. And you've heard me talk about the mercy of the Lord from time to time and so forth. You know, so, you know, we ought to always, always give praise and glory to the Lord for His mercy. Amen. And if you read Psalm 136, just about every sentence that he gives in there, he punctuates it with the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. Everything he says, he comes back and says, for the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. Let's start to our feet now. Let's do that. Let's say, the Lord is good and His mercy endureth forever. Now here's what I want you to do. When I say the Lord is good, I want you to say, I know you are used to say, you know, all the time, but I want you to say, for His mercy endureth forever. Okay, can we try that? So let's try that. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. That's right, I like the sound of that. The Lord is good. And His mercy endureth forever. In fact, you know, that I believe that that is perhaps the best way, or one of the best ways that you can bless the name of the Lord. When David used to tell them, say, now bless the name of the Lord your God, then the people would say, the Lord is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. The God of mercy bless and keep you. Amen. The mercy of God never depart from your household. Hallelujah. And if you only knew, you know, what he meaneth by saying, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on who I will have compassion. If you only knew what the mercy of God means, I couldn't stop you from shouting all day long if you only knew that. One time they accused Jesus and said, why do your disciples things that are not lawful on the Sabbath day? Why do they do these things which you well know that Moses commanded us not to do? Why do you guys break the law on a Sabbath day? Do that which is not lawful. And Jesus said, have you never read? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What David, now of course, Jesus, he went back to this same David. Have you never read what David did in the days of Abiathar the priest? How he went into the house of God. Hallelujah. And he took of the showbread that was not lawful for him or anybody else to eat but the priest. And he ate it and gave to also his followers, and they also ate. Hallelujah. And he said, if you only knew what this means, that I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Praise God. Now David was a man, you know, upon whom God had bestowed that mercy because of the high praises of God that was upon him. Another man who would have ventured to go into that place, secret place, and take up that showbread would have been killed before he even got 10 feet of near that thing. but not David. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. David, he made a way for himself into the Holy of Holies by his praises. Hallelujah. And he can go in where people could not go because of the praises of God. And in fact, God chose his throne to set upon. He said, "Thy throne shall be forever." Hallelujah. Because he knows that when we surround that throne, David will command everybody to praise the name of the Lord. Now lift up your hands, people, and let's praise the name of the Lord. And after 150 psalms, David was still praising the Lord. At the end, he said, "Praise ye the Lord." And he said, "Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." Now, let everybody and everything that have breath in here, come on, lift up your voice and praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice in here. Lift up your voice, people, and praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Never mind what your troubles are. Praise will drive even those infirm spirits away from you. Praise the Lord. Praising him at intervals will do great things for you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 The Bible says, "Let the high praises of God be in your mouth." Hallelujah. Make the praise of the Lord glorious. Father, we praise your name. We glorify you, Lord. And we worship you. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I want you to read Psalm 150 together with me as we close this praise worship service today. Psalm 150. I want us to read this psalm together. Praise the Lord. Put it up if you would please. Psalm 150. And let's read it together. Everybody, together. Let's do this together. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Amen? That's right. Think about that for a minute. He said, praise God in his sanctuary. Kind of like right here. Praise him in the firmament. Anywhere you go, under the heavens. Praise him. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise him for his mighty acts. Verse 2. Let's read together. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise him with a psaltery and harp. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Praise him with a string instruments and organs. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Right. Amen. Some of you may not know that that's in the Bible, but it says, praise him with a timbrel. That's tambourine. I need a tambourine up here. Praise him with a timbrel and dance. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is. Some people don't like to dance before the Lord, you know, but the Bible commands us to dance. So praise him with the instruments. Praise him, you know, with all of these things, and dance before the Lord, because the Lord is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, some people actually, when they see other people dancing, they despise them and say, "Well, what are they doing? Why are they doing that?" You know, they don't despise them and so forth. You know, just like Michal, the daughter of Saul, despised David when he was dancing because of the ark of the Lord. And she said, "How glorious was the king of Israel," you know, was mocking him. "How glorious was the king, look at you, a whole king. A whole king. And you are dancing in the street like an idiot." You know, he told him. And she told him. And she really told him. You know. And David said, "Oh, really? You know, if you think that that was baseless or base, you haven't seen anything yet." Praise God. He said, "I will praise him even more." You know, because David took off his royal crown. He took off all his regalia and everything, and he began to get down. Amen. You know, because he loved the Lord so much, and he saw the ark coming home. And he told Michal too, one thing or the other. And he said, look, you know, God saw your father's house there and bypassed him and picked me instead. He said, therefore, I will praise the Lord. He said, where was your father's house when God chose me to be the king? You know, therefore will I praise him. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise God. That's the reason why you ought to praise the name of the Lord. Because God chose you. Praise God. And you ought to just, everywhere you go, on your jobs, you ought to say, praise the name of the Lord. You ought to say, hallelujah. You ought to say, thank you, Jesus. You know, you ought to just shout it out sometime, and then somebody is likely to come and ask you, what you shouting about? And you say, well, if you only knew what the Lord did for me, you'd be shouting too. Amen? Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands and praise the name of the Lord again. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We praise your name. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him always. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and a sharp two-edged sword in their hands to bind the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. With chains and fetters. This honor of all the saints. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Unto you, O Lord, the immortal, the invisible, the only wise God, creator of heaven and earth, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Unto you be praise, unto you be the glory. Hallelujah. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a wonderful thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I want you to keep yourself in the love of God and keep in the spirit of praise. Not only when you come to church, but everywhere you go, be praising the Lord. And if you are a worshiper and somebody who knows how to praise, the angels of God will be around you all the time. Amen. Praise God. And the angel of the Lord will encamp around you to deliver you from evil. Amen? There shall no evil befall you all your days. Praise the name of Jesus. Let's share the grace together as we close. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Now surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.